All right, kids, we have got some exciting news for you. And that exciting news is that after a 12-week hiatus, the place-by-place fishing reports are back here on the Fish and Franks website for today. Yeah, next Saturday I'm not going to be here to do that. I'm going to be at an air show at Lakeland. So
yeah, see? You're teasing them and then you just disappear anyway.
That's right. That's right. But hey, it's here today. So, come on.
Here today, gone tomorrow.
Get your microphone a little closer to your face so we can hear you.
Why?
There we go.
I don't want to do that.
Well, but you're the one who's doing the fishing report there, buddy.
No.
If they can't hear you, then they won't know what's going on. So.
Okay.
In case you have forgotten who you're listening to, I am Captain Josh Olive. The man who is going to supply us with the majority of this information is, of course, Mr. Robert Lukowitz. We are sitting here at world headquarters of the Fish and Franks Fishing Empire right here in Charlotte Harbor, Florida, prepared to talk about what's been going on, what might be going on, what could be going on, and hopefully what is going on out there on the water in the various spots that you might want to go to fish. And it all begins with the Peace River, Harbor Heights, and upriver, along with Shell Creek. Robert, what do we got? Don't even start me with a no reports either. Don't even do it.
Yeah, it's okay, but it's not special up there.
Okay.
A couple of small snook scattered throughout the whole river system. But the big thing is there's been a couple of schools of black drum up there, basically between Harbor Heights and the Navigator. So if you're going to go up there, you can look for them in the deep channel, and you'll probably also see a couple other boats sitting on them. You hook one, and then they disappear, and you got to re-find them again, but they're 40 to 50-pound fish.
That's special.
Yeah.
You just said it wasn't special.
Because it's hard to find them. Once you find them, it's not bad. Just finding them is the tricky part.
And once you find them?
You'll hook one or two.
On what?
Well, they've been getting them on shrimp, and a lot of them have been also being hooked on paddle tails.
Shrimp and soft plastics.
Yep.
All right. Now, do you find with the black drum that it's helpful to scent the crap out of your soft plastics?
All day long.
There we go.
Absolutely. Even a scented soft bait, I'm still going to add scent to it.
So if you're using gulps, add a little Procure to it.
Mm-hmm.
If you're using scented paddlers, add a little gulp juice to it. Something.
If I'm
something
added,
to make it.
Even when I'm using Z-Man, I'll still add Procure to it.
Flavor. Mm-hmm. Lots of flavor. Remember, those guys hunt mostly by scent. So
yes.
Anything you can do to stank it up. Anything going else going on up here? Some snook, some black drum, and that's it?
That's all I got. That's all I've been hearing about.
Okay, good. That's all I typed. The Darce Park Boat Ramp I-75 Bridges area.
Small snook, some black drum, and some jacks. And the jacks have been upwards of like 6-8 pounds. And that's about it.
And we're going to say Jack Crevel so nobody calls them amberjacks.
Yeah. Or yellowtail.
Hardtail jacks.
Yes, there you go.
I'm going to put that in parentheses. Hardtail jacks. There we go.
Canal tuna.
I'm not putting that. I've already put enough things.
Okay.
I'm going to put that just because I like it. Even though they're not in the canal.
Yeah.
These are river tuna.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm not putting river tuna.
No.
All right, the U.S. 41 bridges between Port Charlotte and Punta Gorda, as to not be confused with the U.S. 41 bridge over the Myakka River in Northport, or the U.S. 41 bridge over the Caloosahatchee River in Fort Myers.
It's been quiet just because there's minimal land base, but they've started to seeing cobia there and black drum. So any day now, people are going to start talking about it and catching them. That's boat-based guys and the few bridge trolls that are up there standing on top. But they're just seeing a lot more movement and activity up there.
Okay. So both boat-based and bridge-based.
Yep.
Anglers have an opportunity here. And if you're fishing from the bridge, required equipment?
Pretty heavy tackle. And preferably a bridge net that you can lift the fish up with. And lower them back down to let them go, hopefully, so you don't flop them from 30, 40 feet in the air the way some of those guys do.
Okay.
It's like it makes you want to gaff them and pick them up and throw them over the side and say, hang on, see how that feels.
Yeah. 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 All right. The Lashley Pier is closed due to hurricane damage, as it was when we last did this report, but there's always a seawall area.
I got nothing there.
All right. The big fat no reports. That keeps our streak going all the way back to November. Looking good.
Hey, we're consistent on some things.
There are no Bayshore piers. There is no Port Charlotte Beach pier.
Yep.
Spring Lake Park.
Some small snapper. Been super quiet there the last several days.
Okay. The other areas in the Port Charlotte Salt and Brackish Canals?
They're still catching some trout at the mouths of the canals right there around the beach complex area.
There you go with your fishing report, y'all.
A lot of peanut snook. That's what happens when I sit still. If I stay standing and walk around, I'm okay. Sitting still, I'm done. I blink just long enough, I'm done.
All right, trout at the mouths.
A lot of little snook. And jacks. And they're seeing black drum moving around. That's about it.
Okay. Don't try to hide the yawn. We all know it's there.
I know.
The Elgabene Bridge.
I've got no reports from over there from the boat.
No reports. We would talk about the pier if there was one. Which one? Isn't. You know, the Elgabene Pier.
Uh-huh. Which one?
Neither one, because there's nothing there.
Yeah, right.
It's gone.
There you go. Have a cold fish.
Myakka River area.
Let's see.
From the bridge to Marker 8.
At the north end of the Myakka cutoff, they've been getting some snook and some trout. And on the Hog Island side, a guy skipped some pompano. Could not hook any, but the next day when he was out there just drifting along, he caught two by accident.
And when you say the Hog Island side?
Yeah, well, okay, the Myakka side of Hog Island. How's that?
The Myakka side of Hog Island. Okay, so not the cutoff side, but the southern shore of Hog Island.
Correct. There you go.
Okay. The southern coast, as it were.
Yes.
And there are pompano?
Yeah. He got a couple by accident, even though the day before he skipped some and couldn't get them. But I've had several people that have skipped them over there, just haven't been able to, or weren't fishing for them and didn't know how to fish for them.
That happens a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, when we say north, we mean west, right? End of the cutoff?
Yes.
Okay. Just making sure. Anything else in the Myakka River area?
Not that I've heard of.
Nothing around the 14-foot hole or anything like that?
Nah.
Okay. All right. Just asking the question. I'm going to have to bite my head off. Jeez, Robert. The South Gulf Cove canals.
Tilapia and Mayan cichlids.
Doing what?
They're just catching them off their docks over there. I've not heard of anything exciting over there other than those.
Worms?
Yeah.
Bread balls?
So, yeah.
Beetle spins?
Yeah, mostly worms and the bread.
Okay. The west wall.
That's starting to get a little bit better. There's been some trout on the outside edge of the bar, especially as you work your way a little further south, along with some pompano. A few undersized cobia. Then Trout Creek, there's been some redfish and snook in there. And then just a hodgepodge of small snook and redfish all the way down the whole west wall.
Okay.
Man, it's crystal clear over there, too, so if you're new to the boating in the area, this is the time of year to kind of start going out there looking and finding some of your little deeper channels and changes in areas that you might have known before.
Now, if you're looking for those fish around the trees where those red and snook are going to be, are you going from Cattle Dock Point all the way down?
Yeah.
Or, okay.
Yeah, I'm going to work that whole shoreline.
All the way to Cape Hayes Point.
Yep.
Okay. Zuper.
What else you got?
Is there anything else to add to that?
Nope.
Oh, all right. Fine, then. We'll move on to the Cape Hayes Bar.
Cape Hayes Bar, there's been some pompano, some small trout, and an occasional Spanish mackerel. But it hasn't been gangbusters because Flipper has been so annoying there that a lot of people just are not fishing it the way they used to. I mean, plus the grass die-off there hasn't exactly helped for the situation either. That's made it a little tricky.
Boy, and there have been dolphins everywhere out there.
Oh, I know. It's terrible.
Everywhere. You start fishing and they're like, oh, yep, I'm going to come visit you. All right, what do we got going on in Bull and Turtle Bays?
Well, a lot of little trout. You actually know it better than I do. But a lot of little trout. Occasional bigger trout. And then a lot of snook. And redfish all underneath the bushes.
Yeah, we hung out at the oyster bars for a little while, but we didn't see any activity going on out there. But it was it's a pretty low tide.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at 2 feet of oyster bar sticking up, and I'm saying, so when like half of that is under the water, there's fish around it. So
yes.
Right now there's kind of nothing here.
Yeah, and there was a bunch of people on Wednesday that couldn't get off their lifts until 11 o'clock in the morning.
We're literally watching sandpipers. You know, the little ones with the little legs walking between the oyster bars there.
Nice.
So they're standing out in the middle between the oyster bars with their little 4-inch legs.
That's pretty skinny when they're doing that.
It was skinny, all right. Anything else to report into Turtle and Bull Bays?
Nope.
Okay. Cape Hayes and Danger Reefs.
Just an occasional Spanish mackerel. Not much else going on there.
Would you consider stopping here and looking for a cobia?
I would consider looking for a cobia, yeah. I'm not going to spend much time there, though. Me, personally, I've never had much luck there. I know over the years, off and on, Frank has, but I've just never had much luck there.
Gotcha.
I mean, I landed my very first cobia ever off of Danger Reef, but he was a little guy, but it was still my first, so...
Okay. Gasparilla Sound.
Well, let's see. There's been a few more Spanish mackerel through there, but then again, they're still hodgepodged.
Okay.
And then, talking about the sound, right?
Gasparilla Sound.
Yeah. Ladyfish on the edges and up on the flats. And then... all along the shoreline through Whidden Bay, Catfish Creek area, snook and redfish, and some trout.
Okay.
And an occasional lost shark.
Lost sharks.
Very lost. I mean, black tips, black nose, sharp nose, main ones. Not a lot of bait around there, if any at all, but they're still... still, the sharks are showing up a little bit.
All right. So, brings us to the Placida area. The Placida Pier and the Boca Grande Pier are still closed, regardless of whether you see people out there fishing on them or not. Does not mean they are open. However, the Coral Creek Pier is open, so that's available to fish. And lots of people fishing the Trestle and the Placida Pier from the boats. So, what you got?
Quite a few sheep's head.
Can't find another rod and reel combo.
at the trestle. Lots of small mangrove snapper in those same areas.
It's the rod or it's a reel?
This is the downside to being at Fish and Frank's World Headquarters, is people wander in with random questions.
There's none right there on that. No. They're all smaller.
I'm not going to stop it. I'm just going to keep it going.
So
we'll see how long the interruption is. We'll find out.
It's just a cheaper, ugly stick. So we can give them a $29 credit.
All right. So we've got the sheep's head, mangrove snapper, little guys. What else we got over here?
Occasional pompano going through there. Around the bridges, the toll bridge and the main bridge. And around the trestles themselves.
Would you think there's more around the trestle or around the bridges?
It depends on the day, to be honest with you. I don't know. Okay. I'm going to fish both because they're right next to each other, so it's not that far of a
don't have to go too
swim.
Far. Yeah. Well, the reason that I ask is because it's a little bit of a hassle right now moving around down there with so many people in the water in their boats with spring break going on, and you're right there next to the ramp, and a lot of them are complete morons.
Yes.
So
that's true.
So I'm trying to minimize my moving around down there.
Yeah.
But that's all right. I get
you. It's a part of this time of year, unfortunately, but good news is there, you know, it's what, 150 yards?
Yeah. Anything going on over at Gasparilla Pass that you've heard about?
A few Spanish mackerel moving through there. And in the morning they've been getting a couple small snook and some whiting. Especially right there around those docks right there on that end.
Okay.
But other than that, I haven't heard much.
Okay. Brings us to Lemon Bay. Stump Pass, Milton Pass, Lemon Bay Park, Indian Mound Park, and associated areas.
Pompano.
Pompanos.
Pompano, whiting, some jacks, an occasional Spanish mackerel. Snook have been out there at a couple different beaches, but I haven't heard of anything right there, except for by my blind pass.
Okay.
Or not. That's about all I got right there.
Well, this isn't the beaches part. This is the Lemon Bay part. So
I know.
I'm just saying. There's no need to mention blind pass because we're not there yet.
I know.
Settle down.
Jesus.
Tell me something.
Sorry, got ahead.
Hey, tell me. No. Don't start in with your sass. Tell me something specific about Milton Pass. That's what I want to hear.
Something specific about Milton Pass. I need to see it.
Okay, well, that's not helping.
Well, I'm just saying, I want to see it. And I hope they don't fill it in.
Oh, they're fully intending to fill it in. They are 100% planning to fill it in. They will. They are going to spend millions of our dollars to fill it in. And they're saying, well, it's basically free because it's federal money.
Uh-huh.
So,
but they won't fix our piers because they don't have federal money.
That's not federal money, yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, see? Dumb.
All
right. I need Sarasota County.
That would bring us to the Anger Pier normally, but there is no Anger Pier unless you have something specific about the Tom Adams Bridge.
Nope.
Okay. Takes us out into the Gulf. Let's see. We were calling that the Gulf of Mexico the last time we did this report. I guess it's the Gulf of America now. So let me make this change here. We're going to call it the Gulf of Mexican Americans. No?
I don't
want to do that?
I don't care. I'm going to still call it the Gulf of Mexico, kind of like the way I do Jewfish.
I can't stop calling it the Gulf of Mexico. I've tried. It just comes out of your mouth. Gulf of, and Mexico comes out.
Yeah.
So,
well, that's what it is. I don't care what political background you have.
Listen,
I was just raised. That's what it was called my whole life.
I'll tell you what. Let's just call it the Gulf.
There you go.
All right. So, Gulf, bottom fishing and trolling, reef and wrecks.
There you go. Perfect. I like it. So, as far as the wrecks go, they're getting grouper in 90 to 120 feet of water, and quite a few people not realizing they're still closed past the 20-fathom line.
Yep.
Which is basically about 120 feet of water.
Yep. Every year in February and March for the last, I don't know, forever.
Quite a few years.
Yep. and we're hitting up on April 1st, and that closure is going to go away. But for now, lots of people have been going out there and illegally harvesting fish.
Yeah. Yeah. I was talking to a guy who showed me all those pictures, and I was like, I felt bad because it's like all I did was tell him I'm just a man, not the man, so it's his thing to figure out on his own, not my problem.
You know what I think the problem is? They call it 20 fathoms. And as soon as people hear that, it glosses right over the rest. They don't get that. They don't really know what that means.
Well, not only that, but the Gulf of Mexico is measured in feet, not fathoms.
If we call it the Gulf of America, can we measure the depth in meters?
Oh, there you go.
Just to mess with people?
Even better. I like it. Stupid.
How many meters is 20 fathoms?
Right.
That's going to be something like 30, 38, 37 meters.
It's a lot.
I'm trying to write these things. Can't talk and type at the same time. All right, so that's grouper. What else we got?
Starting to finally regain some of the lane snapper spots are starting to come back again in that 60 feet of water. But still, inside of 60 feet of water, it's very void of life. I mean, pinfish, squirrelfish, snapper, grunts, not setting the world on fire. They're getting a couple here, a couple there, but very tough fishing.
All right.
That's about all I got.
No sheep's head?
Yeah, there's one or two here or there. Same way with the Spanish, the king mackerel, the cobia, all that. It's just hit or miss, but every day is going to be a better crapshoot.
Okay, I'm at least going to put that. Hit or miss, but getting better. Yeah. Expected to get better.
Oh, yeah. Especially by the end of next week with it all being in the high 80s, low 90s. That'll warm things up real quick like.
Yep. And we're not going to be able to do this place-by-place fishing report next week for reasons that I already explained to you.
Why?
Stop giving me the hairy eyeball about it, too. You already knew this was happening.
I know. And I'll still forget between now and then, too.
I know. You're going to be looking around wondering where I am next week.
Yeah.
Why isn't Josh here? Sort them shrimp.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Venice jetties and pier. So the south jetty is still closed, but they opened the north jetty, the Nokomis jetty. It's been super crowded up there.
Yeah,
I wonder why.
That's what I've been hearing.
And the Venice pier is still only partially open, but it is partially open. So there's that. Now, do we have anything for fishing reports up here?
Some Spanish mackerel. An occasional pompano, some whiting. And then there's been some sheep's head off the jetty there and right there in the channel.
Okay.
Then if you go a little bit south to Casperson's Beach area, that's where they've also been getting some pompano and whiting. Good thing you're skinny.
We're going to put that in the beaches report.
Oh.
That's where we're going to put that.
Okay.
Which we haven't got there yet.
Well, I figured we were right there with Venice. Figured it was worth a try.
We're going to put it right here in the Walk in the Gulf Beaches report.
Jesus, so man.
Don't forget between now and then because I'm not typing it
I
yet.
Will.
Okay, well then tell me now so
no,
I can type it in.
No, it's fine.
No, it's too late. I already scrolled.
You were already there twice now.
And yeah.
Jesus, man.
You've forgotten how to do these reports, I think.
I have.
Casperson Beach has what?
Whiting, pompano, a couple of sheep's head, and some Spanish mackerel. But the whiting and the pompano have been a really good thing.
Okay.
Quite a few people trucking up there to fish.
Fantastic. Now I'm going to scroll back up.
Okay.
And you're going to tell me no reports a bunch of times here in a row, probably.
Probably.
Right. Ponderosa?
No report.
Wait a minute. Were we done with the Venice jetties?
Yes, we were.
Okay. Ponderosa?
Yes, nothing.
Redfish Pass?
Nothing at Redfish.
Captiva Pass?
Spanish mackerel and little trout.
That sounds exciting.
Yeah.
Boca Grand Pass.
It's been wishy-wonky. There's
wishy-wonky.
There's been some tarpon in there off and on. There's some small mangrove snapper in there. And then the Spanish mackerel have been coming and going through there pretty regularly, just where, not consistent.
Where are the small mangrove snapper?
In the middle of the pass, in the on the bottom.
Okay.
Because guys are using shrimp for the tarpon. Imagine that. And that's what they're picking up the mangs on, too. Because crabs are still really, really hard to find.
Okay.
But it's also one of the main food sources right now this time of year.
The shrimp.
Technically, it's peak shrimp season.
Yeah. And there's way more shrimps than there are crabs.
Yes.
Okie dokie. So we have tarpon on and off.
Mm-hmm.
Spanish mackerel, hit or miss. And then some small mangrove snapper in the middle of the pass.
Yep.
Anything else?
Some sheep's head along the surf line and right there around the oil dock.
Sheep's head along the surf zone and around the oil dock, the oil drums, docks, oil dock. Yeah, that's what I wanted to type. Okay. Anything else?
Nope, not that I can think of.
No Goliath grouper?
They're always there.
No copia?
They're jewfish.
No kingfish?
Nothing.
No razorfish?
Probably.
I'll bet there are.
Maybe even a sun gazer if you're really lucky.
Ooh. Sun gazers are lizards. Stargazers are fish. But I knew what you meant.
Stargazers are the fish?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, crap.
It's all right. It's okay. You get it a little tight. You didn't call them moon gazers, so there's that.
Nice.
Walking the Gulf beaches, Sanibel to Venice, surf fishing anywhere along the Gulf shoreline. What do you got for us, Robert? And don't say Casperson Beach because I already typed it.
Pompano and whiting and a couple of redfish at and Spanish mackerel right there off the rocks at Boca Grande. As long as you're willing to walk that the whole distance because you can't park there. You got to park up north by the South Beach restaurant.
Okay. You were mentioning something about blind pass.
Yes. Getting the pompano. Been catching a couple snook. What else did she tell me she caught there? She got a couple of sheep's head. A lot of whiting of assorted sizes from small to big. And then the occasional Spanish coming through. Oh, we saw a horseshoe crab behind the house the other night. I forgot to tell you.
That is fantastic.
It just popped into my pea brain.
And you had to say it now?
Yep.
It pops back out?
Yep. Just got to be in and out, man.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm not a woman where there's a file system in there and 6 months later I can remember and bring it up. Most of the time it's just
okay, so.
Get it out there.
Let's see. This beach has whiting and pompano and sheep's head and mackerel. This beach has whiting, pompano, redfish, and mackerel. This beach has pompano, whiting, sheep's head, and snook. I'm seeing some strong similarities here between these beach reports.
Some of them, yeah.
So, yeah.
The weird part is, why am I hearing about snook at one and redfish at another? You know, it's like several guys have gotten redfish down there at Boca.
Mm-hmm.
And oversized, like 28 to 32. And then the snook, it's, what's her name? I can't remember her name off the top of my head. She fishes Blind Pass all the time, and she's been catching some snook there.
We're going to call her Lisa, if you can't remember her name.
Lisa.
So what I'm hearing, though, is that there's a good chance you might find some whiting out there.
Whiting and pompano.
Yeah.
That's definitely the most consistent thing going out there.
So if you're going for whiting and pompano, would you consider using a small bucktail jig and see if you could kind of get both at the same time there?
Yep. A little like bucktail or a little pompano jig, banana jig.
Sounds like a good plan to me.
Definitely.
Maybe tip it with a little bit of fish bites?
Little shrimp or fish bites or both.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that brings us to Matlache Indian Field Smokehouse Bay area.
Those canal systems down there that come out of Cape Coral have been holding some snook and some of those mangrove shorelines, like way in those back little creeks, having some snook. And then right around Matlache, they've been getting some small to legal-sized trout. And quite a few sheep's head. And that's about it for down there that I've heard of.
Okay. See if I spelled any of these words wrong.
Oh, I doubt it.
Nope, I definitely did. I have a strong tendency when I try to type sheep's head, I type shepsi had, which is not the right word.
No, that's not.
And I have to change it.
Okay.
Shepsi had. The other side of the island, Pine Island Sound, Rat and Cat Keys, Mondongo Patricio, and associated areas.
Mostly trout. And a handful of snook down there, too. But mostly all I've been hearing about is trout, and I'd say it's the majority of them are small.
Okay. Well, that's not very good.
No.
Okay.
That's all I got for down there.
That's all I'll type. Jug Creek Shoal and Boquilla.
Not much fish in there.
No reports. Burnt Store and Two Pines.
Let's see. The Pompano. On the outside of the bar there, south of Burnt Store. On the inside, a lot of redfish and a lot of snook.
On the trees, right? Not on the grass?
Right.
Okay.
That's about it.
All right. The East Side Keys, Cormorant Key and Pirate Harbor.
Lots of little teeny tiny snook and redfish over there.
Are the redfish tiny?
Yeah. Okay. There's been a few legal ones, but there's been a lot of small ones.
So you have to be careful how I type that, because if I say lots of tiny snook and redfish, then how do you interpret that?
Right. So, undersized.
Yeah, so I like to say lots of tiny snook and undersized redfish, or lots of redfish and tiny snook. That way there's no question about the actual intent. You no longer have to interpret. This is me watching out for you, the reader.
There you go. And then there's also been some cobia and tarpon on the outside of the bar there on the whole east side. All of the cobia of which have been mostly small. I haven't heard of too many legal fish being seen or hooked.
Okay. That brings us to Alligator Creek, Poacher's Cut, and the Skating Rink.
I have not heard one thing
from
there.
No reports. Ponce de Leon Park.
Oh, Ponce. Wow, that's such a pretty little spot. And busy. Very, very, very busy.
Yes.
Let's see. Small snapper, an occasional snook, and an occasional black drum. But it's just been mobbed down there with people. When it's one of only three places to fish, it's pretty hard to get a spot there.
Yeah, don't worry. It's good enough.
Yeah.
Good enough for the likes of us.
Not bad.
The PGI Canals and Punta Gorda General Area.
Still jacks and a lot of little snook. An occasional juvenile tarpon. The snook are starting to move towards the mouths of the canals. And then they're also getting the black drum. And the occasional sheep's head. The bigger sheep's head are at the mouths of the canals, and then the smaller ones seem to be up inside a little bit further.
Okay. Now, this is where we'd mentioned the Gilchrist Pier, but there is no Gilchrist Pier. However, there's still an Alligator Creek Reef.
There's still a Gilchrist Wall.
There is a
Gilchrist Wall. But I haven't had a report, so...
Yeah, I still haven't been able to accurately determine whether you're allowed to fish there on the Gilchrist seawall.
Yeah.
I have not gotten a definite answer on that one.
It's nice of them. They'll get around to it in about 2 years.
Whenever. Gator Creek Reef.
Nobody's been doing much good out there, to be honest.
Okay.
Reports have been terrible.
You know, I was really hoping after the hurricanes that we'd hear some good reports out of there again, but...
I still want to go by there and see those chunks that are lifted up.
Yeah. All right, the 20-foot holes.
An occasional tarpon. And an occasional shark. Other than that, It's still early. It's still slow. I'm not wasting much time there, but if I'm going by it, I'm going to definitely be looking. Excuse me.
The bait fish report, Robert.
That's a tough one.
The bait fish report.
There's some white bait up on this end. And some down in the sound, but today it's down in the sound, and tomorrow it's up here, so it's...
Hey. Which sound?
Down there towards Pine Island Sound, like below Jug Creek. Some of those guys have been running out of Mondongo to find it.
Okay. So it's not consistent in either spot?
Nope. Unless you talk to Carl, it's always easy for Carl.
Well, for Carl. But Carl is the one who just goes out there and power pulls down in a random spot on the shoreline in Charlotte Harbor and says, the redfish will be here today. And then, lo and behold, there they are.
Yeah.
So, you know, special people have special things.
This is true.
The freshwater reports. Canals, creeks, rivers, ponds, lakes, ditches, etc.
Bass are doing okay, mostly on shiners still. I've not heard of anything over about 3.5 pounds. The crappie bite's starting to slow down quite a bit. They're still getting some crappie up to a couple pounds. Occasional bluegill, and of course the Mayan cichlids and the tilapia take the winner for being the most active and easy to obtain.
Easy to obtain.
Used to be the bluegill, but nope. Tilapia and Mayan cichlids got them beat now. They're the ones that definitely will oblige you.
Okay. Now, the tarpon reports.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have a tarpon report?
Not a consistent enough one.
So what you're saying is it's a little too early still.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm going to put that here.
You can also put that there are some out there, but they are way too inconsistent to say that it's tarpon time, especially for our guests that want to come down here that have been planning a trip of a lifetime. I would not do it now for tarpon. Just because you see a couple guys posting stuff on Facebook, that could last a week. It could last... till tarpon get really hot and heavy, or it could only last another day. Does this every year? Well, not this drastic. This year's a little bit better than most, but you always got the few fish that are moving around and cooperating, and everyone's just always excited and jumping the gun. It's kind of like some guy that finds sheep's head 2 days in a row in August in the canals. That doesn't mean it's sheep's head season.
Right. So what you're saying is wait a few weeks. That's what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Personally.
All right. That's fine.
I just know what it's like to save for a trip of a lifetime and go, well, crap, I should have waited another month or two or six.
Yep. And I might ask you that again the next time we do one of these reports. So
I got no problem with that.
We'll just have to see. Which, as I mentioned previously, won't be next week, but should, if everything goes the way we expect, be the week after that, I would think.
Yep.
We'd like to get back to doing these things on a weekly basis because we know that you guys enjoy them. As you may have noticed, we kind of enjoy putting them together as long as Robert can stay awake.
Yep.
So, is there anything else that you'd like to add to this report? I mean, we haven't had one in 3 months, so...
The good news is that they didn't miss a ton of stuff because there was red tide here for almost 3 months.
Yes, there was. And it was terrible.
And the fishing was exceptionally mediocre at best.
But the good news is that the red tide is gone.
Right. So, and we're at the best time of year to fish for a lot of different varieties of things, so.
So basically, we just took off during the worst fishing?
This year, yeah.
And now we're back when things are picking back up.
Yes.
So you're saying that my timing was good.
Your timing was great.
Okay, fantastic. And it was entirely my fault, by the way. This is not Robert's fault. If you want to blame somebody, blame me. I've been teaching fishing classes on Saturday mornings, and that's precluded my ability to sit here with Robert and talk about fishing because I was in a classroom in Punta Gorda talking about fishing.
Yep.
So. Anyway, we hope that you have enjoyed our return to this place-by-place fishing report.
Yep.
No final words of wisdom, Robert? Nothing?
No, nothing at this moment.
All right. Well, then just say goodnight, Robert.
Goodnight, Robert.